Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay. We're recording. We're live. Welcome back. Saturday night, 8:30 p.m., New York City. This is what we're doing. The apartment to myself, so I'm just, like, letting it rip. This episode will be questions-based. I did get a lot of questions the other day. The prompt for the questions on Instagram was like, please leave good questions, don't leave bad ones. And I gotta say, you guys kind of rose to the occasion and left some good questions for, like, you know, once in your godforsaken lives. Like, not to be a bitch, I'm just like, you know, sometimes they're just like a little repetitive. But I liked a lot of the questions I got, and enough to dedicate an entire episode to them. So, you know, clock that type of tea. I hope you enjoyed my episode with Joe Algieri. I did something a little unorthodox that I didn't plan on doing. We recorded for like 3 hours. I had a lot of red wine. I walked home. And I was like, God, the way I work is like, I have to edit and upload the same day. If I wait till like the day after, I'll just be like, oh no, what have you done? You fool. You fool. What have you done? Why would you say that stuff? I can't listen to my own voice. It's hard. And then I was kind of skipping around the 1.5 hour mark, and there was a kind of cliffhanger moment, and I clipped it there and then uploaded that for the $5 tier, and then the $10 tier got the other 1.5 hours. Is that a little kind of like gimmicky or like stunty? Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel great about it. I probably won't do that again. However, like, honestly, like, I think it's fine. 3 hours, and I'm giving another episode tonight. Like, I think it's fine. And I'm not going to spoil too much, but I will be posting a written blog post tomorrow that's related to food. That's all I'll say about that. But I've been writing it all week, all day, every day. Anyways, speaking of food, I woke up this morning kind of hungry. And, you know, I had like a little bit of groceries left over. I looked in my fridge. This is 11 a.m. I woke up around like 9, and I was like, do I go out and get like a little breakfast sandwich? Or do I just like, do I make the ravioli in my freezer? I'm like, I could just make the ravioli in my freezer. I'm trying to save money. My upcoming LA trip is just, you know, 3 weeks away, basically. And, you know, I had ravioli for dinner last night, same kind of Whole Foods frozen spinach ricotta ravioli with the spicy vodka sauce from Carbone, which is too spicy and not even like a vodka sauce. Again, not spoiling too much. This will be addressed in the blog post tomorrow. But I like ran out of pita crackers and I had this hummus, and I'm like, this hummus is going to go bad. Or maybe it won't. I actually don't know how long it takes for hummus to go bad. But I was like, well, man, this is kind of like, what if I'm like, chickpeas, it's a lemon garlic Ithaca brand hummus, you know, shout out Ithaca. I was like, what if I put like a healthy dollop of the hummus into the spicy vodka Carbone red sauce? Like, has anyone done that? I Google it. I Google hummus in red sauce? And like people are like, oh my God, you love it. It's so great. I was like, okay, that's fucked up. Cause like in my heart of hearts, granted, there's only two things left in my fridge, I think I invented it. Yeah, I'm like, there's no one's done this before. Literally like a protein hack. People love doing it. The texture kind of is pleasing to these people. And I'm like, well, I'm still going to do it. And so that's exactly what I did at 11:20 in the morning. By the way, I feel like lunch, when you're over the age of 35, lunch can start at 11 a.m. It's not breakfast. Granted, it's a Saturday. I didn't go out Friday night. I'm not like, oh, it's a hangover meal. Like, oh, it's a struggle meal. Like, no, it's like the best meal I can ever make. It's frozen pasta, and like, it creates a lot of dishes. And so for me, it's like that I'm cooking. To me, it's like a Thanksgiving dinner. So anyways, made the sauce. It actually ended up looking more like the color of vodka sauce, because the spicy vodka Carbone sauce is like beet red. It's like bright red, gives nothing of the sort of a vodka sauce. It was good, but it's like too spicy, and like to me, it was like an arrabbiata that was like actually too spicy. I was like, whoa, kind of giving heartburn, kind of giving heartburn. But it was on sale at MetFresh, $1 off. And I was like, ooh, we paid $9 for this jar of sauce, which is what everything costs now. So like, it wasn't even like a luxury item. Anyways, I poured it on the pasta, and I gotta say, like, the lemony, zest of the hummus stayed with it, but not too much. And for like a lunchtime daylight pasta, kind of brightened it up, and it was great. Like, the texture was, it still was giving like tomato sauce, but there was a little bit of like, you know, the hummus, it felt like tahini. I don't know. It just felt, I changed geographic regions. I went from like Italy to like the Middle East and somewhere in between. It was good. And I would literally do it again. I would do it again. And again, completely sober. This was just like I wasn't stoned. I was like, oh, let me put these. No, I don't operate like that. It was just like pure, unadulterated ingenuity. And so, a lot of people on the Instagram, I posted on my stories, a lot of Italian Americans were just like, oh, I don't know. Oh my God, Dan, .. Oh, wow. What? Like, a lot of everyone that I know was slightly disappointed in me. I'm sorry you don't have the same sense of adventure that I have. Could use a little bit of it. It was good. Again, I would do it again. Plain hummus might be fine. I mean, it was lemon garlic hummus, but like, The lemon wasn't overpowering, but it was there. But it was enough because it was like, there's no meat in it. So it was just kind of like light and bright. Light and bright. Pasta. Lunch. Hello. God, I'm like craving again. And I saved just enough. Normally the frozen bag of pasta, it's like, it serves five. I split in half. So meaning 2.5 servings. Today I was like, Dan, just like do like less than that. So I have another serving left. I'm going to do it again. Will I report back? It's probably not necessary because I've talked about it enough. Anyways. Before we get into our questions, I have one more topic. I went to the bar before I recorded. My quiet cocktail bar, and I ran into a neighborhood friend, a Polish young gentleman. He's like, his friends own the new pizza place down the street, and I went there kind of like their soft opening weekend, and it was cold. I was wearing like my leather jacket. It was like one of those things where it's like, I'm so tired of wearing my fucking little parka and all this shit, and I'm like, I want to like be a little stylish today. I want to just like, I don't care if I'm really cold. I'm like, I just want to wear my leather jacket and, mince down the street. Okay. Is it a crime? So I get to the pizza place and there's a woman kind of, she's looking at what I thought was the menu, but it's just the hours they're open. And she's kind of standing like in between where like the door would open, like where the little side, pane of glass is, where like the, I thought it was a menu. It's not. It's hours. She's standing there for so long. And I see a guy on the corner. He's got like a camera. I think it's like a Leica. It's not even like a DSLR. It's like, he's like, Leica guy. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, this does not happen in rural Greenpoint. There's no like street style bloggers over here. It's just, we do things again. You already know what I'm about to say. A little differently. So I'm just like, I hope this guy's not like taking pictures of me. I'm just like not in the mood. I'm cold. I'm so cold. So I kind of crack the door open. I'm like, hey, miss, are you coming in? She's like, no. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you gotta get out of the way. Like, in front of the door, looking at the hours for so long. Like, move, bitch. I'm sorry, move, bitch. You gotta move. So this happened like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I just like, that was weird. I'm like, I hope that like... I hope no one took a picture of me doing that. Come to find out, I sit down and my friend Pavel was like, hey, like, I saw you on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, we follow each other. Like, what do you mean? He's like, no, I saw you outside of, I don't even know, it's called Diamond Slice. It was on Diamond and Nassau Avenue in Greenpoint. He's like, no, I saw, like, you were photographed outside of Diamond Slice. I was like, no. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, what was I, are you sure it's me? What was I wearing? And he's like, no, man, you look cool. You had a leather jacket on. I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, so what? He's like, you're opening a door for a woman. I'm like, she wasn't coming in. And so I made him find the picture, sent it to me, and posted the grid. And like, I mean, hold on. I posted it like a couple hours ago. It's doing astronomically well. I've maybe never had a post do this this well. Okay, where are we at? We are at, okay, we've got, hold on. We're at 154 likes. That's great. And the comments, here's where, let's look at the commenting section. People did not perceive the image as how I knew it to be. They're like, what a nice boy. What a gentleman. Knight in shining armor. This is awesome. And your caption is very funny. Clock that to you. Love your fit. Sweetheart. I'm like, oh, because like, I feel like when I look at myself in this photo, I'm like, I look like such a bitch, like a huge bitch. Like, I don't look polite, like, come on in, young lady. I'm just like, hurry up, you old skank. You know, it's like not, get, you know. But that's just me projecting my own shit onto it. But also, like, I know more than anyone else in the situation. So why would I not do that? Anyways, it was getting street style photographed. It was not about like fashion. It was about like, I'm photographing the outside of the pizza place. So I'm not like taking it too much. You know, it is what it is. But it is kind of nice. Like, finally, I was wearing an outfit that I like wanted to be photographed. I was like, something, it was like my spirit guides were like, yeah, I'll put on that leather jacket. And having said that, we're going to get into our questions now. And the first question is about said leather jacket. Get situated. It's time for your questions. Question number one, where is your jacket from in the pic you just posted in front of the pizza place? Okay. I bought this jacket. It is a Pelle X Wilson's leather collaboration. I'm assuming from the 90s. Has like a cell phone pocket in the left breast, like inner jacket thing. A little cutout for like the antenna of a cell phone. It's like narrow. My iPhone like won't fit into it. I got it at a Goodwill in Canandaigua, New York. When I was on my lake trip this summer, I was with my friend Ashley, who's a stylist. And she's like, look at this leather jacket. I'm like, oh, I mean, that is looking nice. I tried it on. I wore like a button-up shirt and like shorts and sandals. And I tried it on. I'm like, I look stupid. Like, I look fucking dumb. Like, I don't know. It was $20. And I'm like, kind of a good price. Heavy. It's like lined. You like zip the lining out. It's like a vest, quilted vest you can zip out. I was still kind of like not feeling it. And, you know, the color to me was striking. It was like a little maroon. It kind of reminded me of my mother's 1987 Oldsmobile Calais coupe that I kind of grew up in. We didn't grow up in the car. We had a house, but like that was the car that I she had that car until I was like 15 or 16. Then she got a Chevy Malibu. But that is what the color evoked. And I was like, eh, okay, maybe I got to think about it. I have to like think about it. I wasn't sure if it was like my style. It seemed, even though it was like 90s, it felt kind of 70s. It felt like someone in Dimes Square would love to wear it, like bell bottoms and little like boots. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm this person. Also kind of felt like the show The Deuce, which is 70s. I was like, I don't know. I got to think about it. And then after like pacing around the store, I'm carrying it around. I'm like, wait, this is such a gorgeous piece. I'm like, if I don't like it, I'm going to give it to Paul Kupo. Because it's very Paul Kupo. Wilson's Pelle. I'm like, Pelle? I'm like, come on, girl. Like, it's just, it's cute, and no one ever worn it. Like, I think someone bought it, never wore it, and then donated it. I was like, for $20, you can't even get a piece. No, you can't get a slice. Enough. You can't get a full pizza pie for $20 anymore. You can't get a pie for $20. I'm like, this leather jacket. has to come home with me. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm going to wear it. And I did wear it on this special day and I was photographed on the street. So I don't know if this means anything, but like, follow your heart, your intuition, and just buy it. If it's $20, just buy it. If you don't like it, give it to your friend. I'm not giving it to Paul. Sorry. It's mine now. Absolutely mine. The collar can be like laid flat or can like be popped up for added warmth. And the zippers come with those silver kind of long, it's very 90s, like long silver, shiny, like rectangles. That's what I didn't like about it necessarily, but I'm used to it and it like isn't even distracting and literally no one notices or cares. I love the jacket. I'm so glad I bought it. Next question. Would you hold down your man if he went to jail? Well, probably because I'm pathetic and desperate, but no, it depends on what he did. Also, I'd call him, but I would be cheating or just like, I would end the relation, quite frankly. Like if he went to jail for like, maybe he like assaulted someone, but he's in the right, like defending him, like something bad, you know, but, or if it was like drugs or something violent, like, no, I'm not holding you down in jail, but like, I would maybe give you a call once in a while. And again, I would be cheating no matter what. Like, I've seen Love After Lockup. Like, you don't need to be like sending, I would not send him money. Well, maybe like $100 a month. But no, I don't think I would date someone that gets imprisoned. None of us really would. Because it's like, it's kind of hard to go to jail. Like, everyone, I mean, how do I rephrase that? It's a life I've left behind in Elmira, New York, which is a prison town. And like, I know a lot of people go to jail. I believe in forgiveness to an extent. But like, yeah, I think I could just go elsewhere. I think I could probably, it's pretty easy to date people that don't go to prison, quite frankly. Okay, next question. What were / are your thoughts on the movie Anora? I loved it. It was one of my favorites of 2024. I could not get enough of it. I'm in awe of Mikey Madison. Her accent is not bad. I'm invoking Paul Kupo again because he grew up in Gravesend. Like, he grew up like near where the movie is set. And he's like, no, that's exactly what that girl sounds like. I'm like, thank you. I thought so. Mikey Madison is such a good actress. And like, I was just along for the ride for like every second of it. A lot of people said like, oh, the little kind of like chase movie was a little too long for them. I get that slightly, but I just... maybe I was in the right circumstances where I didn't really care. I was like, I didn't want the movie to end. And the ending was my favorite part. I won't spoil it because like maybe some of you haven't seen it yet. So emotionally riveting and like slapped me across the face. It was like so fantastic. I love Sean Baker. He cares about his audience. He like, we should trust him. He like trusts us. I trust him. That was great. Truly like a 5-star movie. Yeah, check it out if you haven't seen it yet, bitch. Question number 4. Tell us more about what you're doing to, quote, get your groove back. Parentheses, start having sex again. Well, I got back on Raya, as we know. I've not had a single match in over a week, maybe 2 weeks now. I did match with a man on Tinder. His name is Alfredo. He did not respond to me saying hello to him. Well, I was like, he went to Ithaca College. I'm like, hey, I grew up near there. How's it going? Now his location is like 99 miles away. He looks like Latino Nick Mullen. So I was like, oh, girl, kind of in. But yeah, I don't know. That's it. I'm trying to put myself out there. But I'm trying not to get too disappointed because I'm like, I don't even know if I care. Don't know if I care. That's the issue. Do I care? Am I sexually anorexic? You know, I think I talked about this. I took the SLAW quiz, answered out of 50 questions, 24 yes. And I'm like, kind of right on the limit there. But also like, maybe like, is it a, I don't know. I can't get into it. I don't even know what to get into. I'm like, yeah, I'm like frozen in time. But I'm trying a little bit. And hopefully that'll amount to something. The door's open. The door's not closed. The door's open. But like, it's cracked open. It's cracked open like 20%. Hopefully by summer we cracked open like 50%. If that makes any sense. Okay, next question. Some people are too beautiful to have any sexual appeal, and I think that must be hard. Agree? Okay, not really a question, more of a statement, but I kind of agree, but then they like date each other and they're so happy and powerful, so like, who cares? Like, yeah. The like Soho person you see like the on their way to Equinox or not, or like a different kind of like exercise club, they're in the they're models and they're just like so gorgeous, like, okay, I can't even imagine talking to you. Like, I know what you mean. I'm afraid of you. Again, I'm frozen again. I freeze. So I like, you know, people with a little more character. They're sexy. They're not used to being treated like a fucking god walking amongst mere mortals. You know what I mean? That's not sexy. It's like depraved, but also like happy they're there. Happy they're there. Because, like, the other extreme is, like, a basement dweller kind of, like, Twitch streamer, Dungeons and Dragons player. It's like, well, we don't want that either. So, these things have to exist. These people, I guess. These people have to exist. They make up the rich tapestry of the world we live in. So, next question. Dream dinner party. Five famous people, alive or dead. Who are you putting in a room together? I did actually think about this before I recorded, just for a second, because I don't really like plan out answers. I just kind of shoot from the hip. But I did think about it for like 10 seconds. Okay, so my initial impulse of like who I want to be with, they're funny people, I'll say that. Chris Farley, Norm Macdonald, Joan Rivers, Lena Dunham, Wanda Sykes. I bet you thought I wasn't going to have a black person in there, but you're wrong. Black and lesbian. I think that'd be just like so fun and so funny. I don't know how much more to explain. I mean, like, they're funny. They're so smart and so cool. I mean, there's a lot of honorable mentions. Like, I mean, I would love to get wasted with like Kris Jenner and pry into like some shit with her. I don't know what to ask. I just want to like know about like her core, who she is, how she treats her staff, which I don't know. There's things like that. But the dream dinner party, I want to have a fucking laugh riot. And those are the people I would choose. I guess like Lena Dunham's only person is not a comedian, but she is so funny and is the smartest person I think I've probably ever met in my life. Like, truly. You may think I'm just saying that. I'm not. I'm literally not. And like, how would you argue with that? She's so smart. It's like scary how smart she is. That's my dream dinner. Where we go? Maybe Bamontes. Oh my God. The six of us at Bamontes? Williamsburg? God. Next up. Who is someone you'd like to citizens arrest? My neighbor who always asks me for cigarettes, and I'm always like, yeah, I don't have the mommy. He's like, whoa, what do you mean? I'm like, fuck off. Like, literally just fuck off. I would also kind of maybe, I would citizens arrest the subway takes guy because I'm like, don't talk on the subway. Don't cause a scene in the subway. Don't be annoying. I do think that Showtime is fine. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't be taking the train that often, but Showtime is like special, and you know, it's like teenagers at least doing something for money and not pretending to be a part of like a basketball league with like a clipboard. Sorry. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like, oh, okay. It's kind of fun. I'm like, wow, they're really talented. They're doing the hat things, hat tricks, flipping around. I'm like, okay, that's kind of, you know, we need more signs of exuberance in our world. And, I do support Showtime, but the Subway take, like, why does it have to be on the Subway at all? I don't know. You're not meeting if it was like meeting a stranger, being like, hey, what do you think? Maybe conceptually it would make more sense. But like getting people that are like slightly clouded, being like, what do you think? And they're like, I think that coffee's too hot. And they're like, oh shit. Like, what? You're right. Like, oh my God, like McDonald's. I don't know. I just fucking don't vibe with that shit. If he asked me, Yana, I'd be like, yeah. My Subway take would be like, I fucking hate your shit, dude. Like, I don't like talking on the train. We should be like Japan. We should strive to be more like Japan in every way. We have, again, not to invoke the tapestry, the rich tapestry, but like, we have a more diverse, America has a more diverse clientele. And that's why things are a little different here. But like, I think people should be quiet. And every fucking few months I get this article, like a promoted thing where it's like a New York Times article. It's like, silence is like the sound of gentrification. It's like, why do white people love silence? It's like, bitch, everyone's trying to go to bed to go to work in the morning. Like, that's, it's not even like pathologizing it by like race is so fucking stupid. It's like, no one wants to hear fucking party at 3 a.m. because they have to wake up. This affects every single person, no matter what your skin tone or cultural background is. You gotta go to work in the morning. That's why no one wants. And like, not only that, it's like, it implies if you're up that late making that much noise, you're probably on drugs and you might be dangerous and like contributing to crime. Like, it's just not something that anyone likes. Like, majority of people don't fucking want that amount of noise at night. And for them to like take this like elitist like position to be like, well, why don't people like noise? Like, are you fucking retarded? Like, what's wrong with you? Oh God, it's crazy. It's so crazy. I remember reading that like years ago, but it's the same article keeps like getting in my like Instagram stories, like promote it. I'm like, holy fuck, like they're never gonna learn their lesson, like ever. Like, literally ever. Anyways, guys, okay. Getting heated up. It's fine. Next question. Thoughts on the new Lady Gaga era, and which era of hers is your favorite? This new era is so good. We have two songs. Actually, Die Without a Smile. No, Die With a Smile. I thought it's a great song. I think it's like actually so touching and so beautiful. And I think Bruno Mars and Gaga's voices blend together so beautifully. They're both very talented in that arena. Disease is a great song. It's like, if you know, Nine Inch Nails kind of like Slade. Video, fantastic. Abracadabra took it to another fucking level. The choreography is fucking amazing. The song is so good. And I spent the last few weeks kind of like revisiting her old, you know, discography. Listening to like Love Game, Poker Face, Bad Romance, Alejandro, Judas, all these things. These songs are good, but like I've kind of grown up, we're like the same age basically. And like it just, like I love those early songs from like the Fame era so much. I still do, but like I listen to them now, I'm like, they're not that sophisticated, but it's like, fine, they're not. But Abracadabra is like a seriously, like it's a masterpiece. Like, it's so good. And that video, you know, makes me like well up with tears, like the choreography and everything. It's like beautiful. And you can tell it's like been belabored and worked on for a lot of time. My favorite era, I mean, I like the Fame because it's like how I discovered her. So excited about this new artist. When you're like 20 years old, you're like excited about stuff. Art Pop was amazing, and I remember being like, wow, no one's liking this shit, like that's crazy. She was like wearing like, it was her visual output, just being like photographed on the street or like making music videos, was so much higher than what anyone was doing at the time. You could tell she was pouring like millions and millions of dollars into like music videos, which no one had. Music videos were kind of like dead. or had been dying for a long time. And she was the only person, like, really, I mean, Beyonce put out Single Ladies. That was good, but it was also kind of like one shot in like a studio. Like, you know, but like Gaga was like making like a fucking, she's making like short films. They're like 11 minutes long. I mean, that wasn't like the art pop era necessarily. She was doing like, you know, Marry the Night was like a 12 minute long spectacular thing. Very Gay Guy music video night coded. So my younger listeners can understand what I'm saying. It's Gay Guy YouTube music video night coded. Okay. I used to go over to friends of the pod, Anna, Leia, and Emily's apartment and like be like, you guys have to watch every Lady Gaga video. And they're like, oh my God, Dan, not again. We'd rip cigarettes and drink. And I'd be like, no, you have to see Marry the Night. I'm like, okay, we will. I put in my time. Okay, we got to keep it moving. We have a lot more questions. Okay. Thoughts on Jack Donaghy / is he gay? I mean, yeah, but he's just fucking, he seems like a nice person. He's probably like a psychopath. And I don't really care to find out. I don't need to know more information. Yeah, he's gay. But he thinks he thrives on chaos. The whole thing with Lana, I don't understand. Maybe he's like sexually fluid. Yeah, probably not. I just thought maybe he was taking advantage of a woman who has her own issues with perhaps sexual dependency. I don't know. I don't know. I was not there. But, you know, he's hot. So whatever. The thing that bothers me is like gay guys like love like Jack Donaghy, but they like hate when gay guys like are a little slovenly or like not a perfect person. I'm like, don't fucking do this to me. I take it personally. I'm like, yeah, like God damn. Like, it's annoying that if you're not like, you know, Equinox member, having sex parties, going to basement, perfect job during the week, then you're a loser. That I'm over here just kind of like,
so what now?
Like, oh, we like Jack Donaghy because he's like a guy. I'm like, God damn it. Okay. It's fine. It's all fine. All fine and good. All very fine and good. Okay. This next one is a bit of a doozy. Okay, so I did take a break to smoke a cigarette, go to the deli to buy cigarettes, and also, like, all my candles have burnt out at the same time, and I like to have candles lit when I record. It's just kind of a nice vibe, and I know my deli sells Mrs. Meyer's candles, which I'm not excited about, but I remember them being, like, kind of cheap in, like, the $10 to $12 range. I bought the lavender one, right? Yeah. $15.99. I'm like, God damn it. But yeah, that's what I had to do. Anyways, this next question, we're at number 10. Okay, we got to kind of move it along. Would you rather never drink again or never podcast again? Bitch, drag me. This is a tough question. Obviously, I'm going to say, like, I would give up alcohol for podcasting because, like, podcasting is more important to me than drinking. However, you know, I do like to have my red wine and my hard kombuchas. And I mean, I could live without alcohol. And I have in certain times of my life, maybe like a month at most. But I don't know, things got even, they didn't really get better for me. Like, I'm just like, it'd be mad hard. But I can't quit the pod. Because it's like a certain like element of my vitality and my creative energy that I need the pod. So I have to do the pod. So yeah, I would take pod over alcohol. Luckily, I don't have to choose. But thanks for asking. Good question, because it like really kind of dug deep. I mean, it's yeah. Ugh. No, I need the pot. But also at a certain point, I'm like, what if my writing career takes off and like I start writing for like movies and TVs? That's never gonna happen. But what if like my script gets sold and they're like, you can't be having the pod? I'm like, well, I don't think that'll ever happen. But I'd be like, well, I guess I'll keep getting drunk and then just write. I don't know. My candle's almost going out. I just let it. Oh my God. Okay. That's why I drink, quite frankly. Next question. Did you ever go to prom or homecoming? I don't even know if we had a homecoming dance. I remember homecoming, kind of. We had like a snowball, like winter formal kind of thing called snowball. I skipped senior prom because I was like hanging out with like hippies and I was like, yeah, like fuck prom. And all that happened was we watched the Eliza Dushku movie, Wrong Turn, and I got stoned and wished I was at prom. So, yeah. Next question. We're number 12 out of like 20 something. So, what were some formative TV shows / movies for you as a teen / child? This is one where I kind of made a list ahead of time because like left my own devices, I don't want to miss anything. So we're done Keeping Up Appearances on PBS. Daria, Strangers with Candy, Wet Hot American Summer, 6 Feet Under, The Simpsons, Seinfeld, Motor Week. It was a PBS show about cars. Yeah, clock that. Also, Top Gear. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Pee-wee's Playhouse. All That, Mad TV, SNL, and TRL, Total Request Live. That was Gay Guy Music Video Hour, but like right after school. And it was all just like the girlies, they had music videos. So you had to make a music video that was cool to be relevant. Now it's just like, oh, you made a TikTok and your dad's J.J. Abrams. You know what I mean? Great. Oh. Anything else? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot I'm missing. Like Project Runway. The OC, Laguna Beach, The Hills. Oh my God, wait, there's so much. I'm only influenced by like TV, basically. That's it. There's more, but like, that's it for now. Next up. What would your drag name and aesthetic be? Honestly, I'd probably be like a huge bitch like Violet Tchotchke. Like, I don't know who I'd be. Like, I'm not... I am a little too severe. I don't know who I... Maybe I'd want to be like, oh, Katya, but she's not even Russian. She's not even Eastern European. It's, like, so crazy. I just don't know if I have the drag bone in my body. But my drag name... Oh, God, I don't... Dial Danielle? No, it doesn't make sense. Man. Yeah, I don't know. I do think that, like, Lady MAGA should be cast on a season of Drag Race, because, like, we need something to shake up how homogenized every contestant has become. Like, it's psychotic. We also just need, like, different age ranges. You know, it's like, oh my God, everyone's so fucking dumb. This last episode... Not as bad as the Snatch Game, but still, like, I feel like Anya Nerve gave a great performance, but, like, no one really even, like, talked about it or cared. I'm like, yeah, I mean, Samstar did a good job, but, like, not, like, a memorable, fantastic job. So I don't even know what's happening anymore. Like, I just don't know. And my drag name, I just don't have one. I'm so sorry. I thought I'd come up with one, but I just don't. In the meantime, I will say something that Best Friend of the Pod, Heather Jewett, came up with. If she was a drag king, his name would be Broccoli Rob. And I'm like, that's so funny. So funny. The voice of our generation, Planet Heather. Okay. Moving along, next question. What is a good lesbian car besides a Subaru? I mean, I think your Subaru's enough. Maybe certain Volvos that aren't super flashy. Not a flashy Volvo, kind of regular degular Volvo is fine for lesbians. Also, I will say, actually, I think lesbians can pull off virtually any convertible. It's kind of unexpected. You may think, like, oh, get a Jeep Wrangler. You can do a Wrangler. Definitely do a Wrangler. But like a convertible, you get like a little Miata, a lesbian Miata. But wait, like lesbians come in like different shapes and sizes. They're not all like butch. A lesbian in a Miata is so cool, no matter what kind of lesbian you are. Yeah, just like little cars, little kind of like clownish cars. Little tiny hatchbacks are great for lesbians and gay guys too, but like, you know, it's about the lesbians. Something kind of square or circle, hard edges or soft edges, kind of nothing in between. You know, I don't think you need to be in like a fucking like Honda CRV, like boring Miata or Jeep. Cherokee, even, you know what I mean? I don't know. So let me know if any further questions I can guide you in the right direction. Favorite car for off-roading / adventure? I mean, I don't know. Subaru. Get a Range Rover, get a G-Wagon, get a 4Runner, get a Land Cruiser, Wrangler. Randomly, my Honda HR-V has a significant amount of ground clearance that it's like parallel to like, I mean, a lot of Subarus, I think, that are like, were off-road vehicles, and it has four-wheel drive, and it's you know, great gas mileage. It was $21,000 brand new, compared to like the 35. I mean, cars are, the average price of a car went up from $47,000 to $49,000 in 2025. The average price of a car is $49,000. When I was a teenager, that is what my mom's house was worth. Literally. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll own a home one day because I can just like, I don't know, live at home for 1 year, make that at a salary and like own a home. No. You can't even buy a fucking like, can you buy a Honda CRV fully loaded? It's like 40 something, $45,000. You asked Greg to borrow $10,000? That's a deep cut. It's just absolutely obscene. Well, this might be a good point to play a couple of voicemails I got from the same person. Her name is Alexa Chung. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Dan, it's me, Alexa Chung. I don't know if maybe the invite got lost in the mail or... Anyway, Tom and I would really love to have you at the wedding, so please RSVP when you can. Cheers.
Okay, so that was Wednesday, February 19th at 6 p.m. And then I got another one on Thursday at 9 in the morning. Let's play that.
Hi, Dan, it's Alexa. If you wouldn't mind deleting the last message I left, sorry about that. Anyway, I don't know if maybe the invite got lost in the mail, but Tom and I would really love to have you at the wedding, so please RSVP when you can. Cheers.
Oh my god, this brings me so much happiness. That someone cares enough to crank call me. Well, no, it's not a crank. It's like actually Alexa Chung. Also, I don't know what her fiance, Alexa Chung, Chung fiance, Tom Sturridge. Okay, here we go. Let me see. He's, well, yeah, a guy. I mean, I'm not gagging. You know, I mean, he's like thin, kind of somewhat average looking. Seems to have some self-tanner and some pics, but he's giving Sturridge is gonna be more of a British name. I'm happy for them. I'm sure he comes from a nice family, you know what I mean? A nice family. Very nice family. But I love these voicemails. The area code is somewhere in Texas. So I'm like, who's clocking my cup of tea down there? I love it. Thank you for calling. I did not get the wedding invite, so I would love to RSVP, but unfortunately I can't. But yeah, anyways, thank you. Keeps things interesting. It's fun. You guys are allowed to have fun and like call me and like do fun things. Next up. Have you seen the movie Boyhood? And what are your thoughts? I saw it when it came out. Loved it. Thought it was like an incredible feat. It's probably time for a rewatch. Patricia Arquette. Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. It's also kind of crazy. Like, you know, if you're like, if you were born yesterday, the movie is like a filmed over the course of like, what, like 12 or 16 years, like a boy growing up, and they film it every few years and stage of his life. And, watching that journey is, I mean, it does maybe seem kind of like, it's not a cheap trick. It's actually just like exploring the medium of like what you can do with like a time-based medium. So I like love it. And it was done very well from what I remember. I just get kind of like stressed out thinking about projects like that, because I'm like, even when I watch like stuff like an old person in it, I'm like, what if they die during the film? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What if the teen boy died? What if anyone died? Life is crazy. So that's like a factor that's, I think, worth considering, is like, there's a dangerous element to filming something like this and putting so much, you know, thought, effort, and like money into it. I'm glad it happened and it worked out. I'm so knocking on wood. Yeah, I'm due for a rewatch. I only have positive things to say about the film. I remember loving it. And what was it? Was like, what was the other Boyhood movie? The same director did something else. What was it? Richard Linklater, Hitman? Oh, Dazed and Confused. Wait, what? Okay, shit. School of Rock, Waking Life is what I was thinking about. Waking Life, yeah. I remember I was like high on like 2C, A, B, C, or I when I was like 18 in college. And I watched Waking Life and I was like, whoa. When I like climbed a tree and sat in it and watched the sunrise, and I was like, this is crazy, man. College was so crazy. Anyways, stream Boyhood. Stream Boyhood. Absolutely stream Boyhood. Next up. What's your optimal experience for listening to your fave artist's new album, Mayhem, when it comes out? This is Lady Gaga's new album, Mayhem, which comes out on, like, what, March 7th? Oh, my God, it's, like, literally 2 weeks away. So excited. I think my optimal experience will be alone in my apartment, headphones in, two glasses of red wine, period. And I'll just kind of feel it out. I'm going to sway around, dip it, do it, mince around, do whatever I need to do. I don't want to listen with other people. I don't want to listen off like a computer or like a speaker. I want like headphones. I also have just like just the basic Apple like wired headphones. But I think it's good enough. I'll upgrade one day. I never buy the over the ears because like in the summer, like warmer months, I sweat so much. Like I can't wear them because they make me sweat more. I just can't do it. It's like a physiological issue that I have. Okay. Next question. Have you ever gone into any soap operas? As an adult, no. Kind of can't really imagine that. Maybe when I'm like really old, I would. Because it's like, I kind of, the format's of fantastic. Every day there's like a new, there's like new shit happening. I think like my generation replaced it with like, you know, Real Housewives and like dramatic reality TV. I remember watching like soap operas when I was a kid, you know, 5 years old, my grandma, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns. I remember my first crush was Antonio Sabato Jr. And I was like, oh, and then he was also like in Calvin Klein ads, like in the department stores on, you know, Calvin Klein, in little boxes of underwear. Also thinking back on that, like putting underwear in like little plastic, like boxes to make him seem more expensive is like so smart. Like, it's so smart. And it's the same shit. It's like Hanes, but it's just like branding. I'm smelling the candle now and it's like, I don't like it. This lavender Mrs. Meyers like sucks. I can't blow it out because it's a burn for like an hour to make sure like the whole front or, you know, top layer burns completely. So it doesn't have like a divot in it. I'll keep it in the bathroom. Why did I do that? Whatever. Impulse purchases are fine. They're fine sometimes. The light's nice. But the scent, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why did I do? The thing is, like, you can't buy a candle for $15 anywhere. The Glade, they had Glade candles that were $5.99. I'm like, that's not even an option whatsoever. And the nice store next door, they're like starting at 38 for the same size. I'm like, God, I'm middle of the road. Like, Mrs. Meyer, like, it's a cleaning product. God damn. Okay. Next question. China or India? Neither. I'm never going to either place. I really don't think I'm going to either place ever in my life. I have no. If someone buys me a trip, I'll go. I've got other shit in mind. Like maybe go to like Thailand where they film White Lolo. I don't know. That's resort. I feel like the air quality in China is bad. India seems crowded. I need some like peace and open space. And like it's so far away. It's so far away. Don't read into that too much. I just don't want to go. I still want to go. I don't want to go all the way to China or India. Jesus. Next question, number 20. What's the best way to score a free drink as a gay man? Oh, bitch. Okay. Well, you gotta be young. Under 26, you gotta be thin and have a full head of hair and kind of look around like, oh, I'm lost. Like, I'm new here. Like, well, I don't know what's going on. Like, I need someone to help me buy a drink. I don't have $6. Listen, we've all been there. I'm not gonna crucify you. You're gonna wanna go to the townhouse on the Upper East Side. You gotta be young. And, I mean, I'm sure you're hot. Everyone's like hot enough, but you gotta be young. You have to be young. It's young. You have to be young. You have to read young. I went there when I was first in New York. I was 23, 24. And it was like, oh, honey, you don't buy drinks here. So I was getting whiskey ginger ales at the townhouse. And, I went back a year ago or so. And, let's just say,
if you don't have star quality, baby, get the fuck out of here.
It was that. The drinks were not free. I was paying for my own red wine. So I'd edified, I'd grown up. Still a great place. I'm so happy. It's a hustler bar. You know what I mean? It's like brightly lit, kind of generic hotel vibes. It's weird, but it's special. Don't bring your girlfriends there. They might not get in. But, like, sorry. It's like women aren't allowed anywhere else. Like, just maybe this place. Anyways. Oh, man. Okay. Got a couple more questions. How can I go forward when I don't know which direction I'm facing? Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. B-I-C-T-H. This is such a good question. This is so relevant to, I think, clearly you and me and perhaps everyone we know. It is such a classic situation. How do you go forward? Things are always going forward, I guess. Whether you know it or not. This is a bit of an intense question, and like advice is going to be perhaps difficult to give. By the way, I feel like I'm always in this position myself. I'm like 36 years old. I don't know where I'm going. It causes me so much distress. But I'm going to try to answer this question the best way I can. I'm kind of dragging it out. I don't know. I feel like stick to what you know and love and like do that as much as you can to occupy your time. It's so normal and natural to be in a fucking rut in life. I feel like actually most of the time, like most people are in a fucking rut. I mean, 80% of the time we're in a rut, 20% maybe we're doing okay. Flourishing, 0%. Like it's, who's flourishing ever? I mean, happy for you if you are flourishing. I think it's 80% rut. Not to be so dark or like, but you know what I mean? It's like okay to not be doing okay. Like it really is. I'm almost never doing okay. I just gotta like put it on for the pod to hopefully bring some joy. some joy to listeners. How can I go forward when I don't know which direction I'm facing? In times like these, again, do things you like really like to do. Or just like to me, I'm like go into nature alone and just like kind of have a walk. I know it's very cold. Go into the woods on a little walking trail and just like get centered. Like get centered in the woods, in the snow. I mean, your feet are gonna be cold. Dress warm. Dress warm. Go into the woods. That's all I've wanted to do the last few weeks. Like I want to be in the fucking woods because like there's so much. I've been trapped in my tiny ass apartment. I have nothing to live for. My body's cold. I'm so tense. I feel like I have nothing going for me. And connecting with nature is a good way to kind of just reduce the noise in your mind and just be present and kind of grateful for the planet you live on. I know things aren't, they've never gone great. By the way, things have never been going great on planet. It's been war and hell and bloodshed since, you know, humans like stood up or whatever, if you want to believe that. You know, it's just, it's always been terrible. It's nothing new. We just have phones now that like love to just tell us every terrible thing. Go to the woods. Go to the woods. And maybe alone, or maybe you have like a partner you love. Yeah, maybe the two of you. But I think maybe you might be in a place where like maybe just take an hour, go alone in the woods for an hour. Leave the keep the phone on you, but turn it off. Don't be looking at the phone at all. Don't look at the phone once. Don't look at the phone once. Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I really don't know how to go forward. You can make a plan, maybe. It may be helpful for you to make a plan. Like, some people have, like, a 5-year plan, 1-year plan, 3-year plan, 10-year plan. It might be good just, like, write stuff down, what you're thinking. Like, what are your worries? What are your troubles? How do you alleviate those troubles? Make a plan. Write stuff down. Journal. I don't like journaling. I never did. I'm, like, it's, like, kind of gay. Just like maybe write down with your hand, like stuff that you're thinking about and, you know, sit with it and be like, what, how do I like figure this shit out? What do I do? I don't know. This, I don't know if this sounds so corny. It probably sounds mad corny, but I'm with you. I'm with you. We're all in the same boat. So I don't know if that makes you feel better. Maybe not. It probably doesn't. Because, like, if you're, like, feeling deeply about something and it's, like, your entire life and someone's like, oh, God, we all know. It's like, okay, but, like, what now?
So, no, I'm saying now.
What now? But you'll get back. You'll get back. it's a slump. This is like, it's been a long winter. It's been a long winter for all of us. It's been such a long winter. It's been so cold, so snowy. I'm glad Donald Trump cured climate change, because like, no one's talking about that anymore, because they're like, it's fucking cold.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
Okay, anyways, next question. We've done an hour. Oh, shit. Okay, good. We've done an hour. Moving right along, we have four more questions. Next one, number 22. If you could live in another era, which and where exactly? Like, historically. Paris, the 1940s.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
You know, I feel like LA in the 60s is probably so sick. Like, I just feel like cars were fucking beautiful. I don't know. I don't think you could get a DUI back then. You know what I mean? I just feel like, you know, I'd have fun in LA in the 60s. Probably the New York, too. 60s were, you know, 50s were a little buttoned up. 70s were a little too loose. 60s seemed to be a little bit of a sweet spot, but I don't know. I mean, looking back on, like, the life I've lived since, you know, late 80s to now, I'm like, I'd be like, the 90s were so cool. I mean, culturally, they were. So, there was so much good music in the 90s. Music in the 90s was perfect. Like, that just 10-year period, I could live forever off of that music alone from 1990 to 1999 or 2000. It's, like, literally so good. Afterwards, I'm like, ugh. After that, we had nothing good besides the HBO show Girls. That's it. That's it. That's it. Sopranos and Six Feet Under started in the 90s, late 90s. So clock that T. Actually, wait, Six Feet Under might have been 2000. Hold on. When did Six Feet Under premiere? I need to know this. 2001. Ooh. June 2003, 2001. So right before 9/11. That's fine. Anyways, We'll keep moving. Oh, wait, actually, I want to rewind. I feel like I could live in like the 16 or 17, maybe 1400s. Just like kind of not maybe the Renaissance time, where you're like throwing shit out of a bucket out of the window and everyone's dying of a plague. I feel like I could like thrive in that. There's no pretensions, seemingly. Like, everyone's Jack Donaghue in, like, the, you know, the medieval period or whatever. I know I'm naming, like, every period of time, hoping it sticks. But you know what I mean? Kind of, like, cobblestone, horse and carriage, you know. Like, still condensed, kind of, somewhat urban living. I want to live with, like, an apothecary. It's like, candles lit outside. You know what I mean? That's all right. Okay. I'm dinging the bell again. Sorry. Number 23, chicken or eggplant parm. You know what? Randomly, I'm feeling eggplant. I think it's got a little more flavor. A little more flavor. I don't mind a chicken parm. In fact, I love it. Ideally, I'd have like eggplant parm, and I've had like maybe some appetizers and things to offset that I'm eating a vegetable, which you know I dread. You know I dread that so much. Next up. Number 24, thoughts on Mia and Wendy this season of Potomac. God, Mia's really been spinning her wheels. Wendy, who I've always hated, is kind of making a case for herself. Listen, the finale of Potomac was good. The reunion so far is also very good. And Wendy is kind of the voice of reason. I'm warming up to her a little more. She's very high in her own supply. Mia is in a way that's like, Wendy's easier to like make sense of, because like she just, you know, seemingly loves herself too much. And it's like, okay, girl, we got it. No one really wants to see that, not only on TV, but in real life. It's like, okay, you're a little too proud of yourself. Mia is a hoe. For sure. Like, she just is. And, like, she's kind of, like, hitting the wall and kind of realizing, like, all her actions are, like, destroying her life, her kids' lives. It's, like, sad, but, like, she still kind of can't help herself. Hard to watch. I don't know if she's, like, right for the show. I mean, the Grand Dame, Karen Huger, who just crashed her car into a tree drunk, was like, she's not Potomac material. You know what I mean? I'm kind of fond of Mia, though. I'm kind of fond of her. I don't know. She's... I just like her. I kind of like Mia. I like Mia. There's nothing wrong liking Mia. But I did think for most of the season, her antics and, like, lies took up a lot of space, sucked the air out of the room for, like, most of their interactions. Because I don't think these women are really friends with each other that much outside of the show, which is unfortunate because, like, that's what we want in a show. But it seems to be happening more and more. New York, they're no one's friends. Even Beverly Hills this season, I'm like, do they really even fuck with each other? I mean, maybe Garcelle and Sutton. Garcelle and Jennifer Tilly, but, like, Jennifer Tilly should not be on that show. It's so random. I mean, friend of, fine. We had a group of friends, which I think Southern Hospitality has some potential. I'm not going to talk about it too much because I don't feel like it, but just mark this in time. Southern Hospitality this season, season 3, I started watching. Pretty good. Pretty good. Good enough. It's not Vanderpump. People are like, it's the new Vanderpump. It's not the new Vanderpump. There's never going to be a new Vanderpump Rules. Like, ever. Ever. Like, ever. Ever, ever, ever. 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 Okay? Anyways, last question. Would you ever be a single dad? No. Literally no. I don't see kids in my future. You know, actually, I did an episode about this a couple years ago. Like, the hottest guy I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he's a photographer also. Kind of a little rough around the edges. Tall guy. He's just perfect. His Tinder bio is just like... single with 4 kids. I'm like, oh my god, what? No, like, how the hell did that happen? That was a premise of the episode. I was like, how did that like, you need to, like, tell us how that happened. Like, because it's not, like, a straight guy. It's a gay guy. I'm like, how'd you get 4 kids? 4 is a lot in general. Were you with a guy? Were you with a girl? How'd you get 4 kids? We need to know. And of course, we don't match because he's way out of my league, but I try to. I could be a homemaker. Imagine me, like, getting 4 kids ready in the morning. I would for him. Jesus Christ on the cross. Like, holy shit. Like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how this guy is. I don't know his name. I would tell you. I would actually tell you because, like, this is the thing where I'm like, you need to know. I think he's like 36,000 followers on Instagram. He's like a photographer. Oh, man. I don't know. But no, I don't plan on having kids. Maybe I fall in love. We have adopt a kid. Then my partner dies. That kid's going right back to wherever the fuck they came from. No, I would never. It's insane. It's so cruel. No, it's so cruel. You know, I have, like, so much psychic trauma from, like, my dad when I was, like, 3 or 4. I remember he'd, like, drop me off at, like, a foster care home, like, drive around the block. And then after that, I was like, oh, I can't be alone with my dad anymore. I'm like, well, why? I'm like, oh, I guess he dropped me off at a... Things are, you know, life's crazy. Like, things are just inexplicably cruel things happen to you on a constant basis. You know, that story I just told, it's dark and I'm not sure it's preventing me from having kids. I just genuinely have no intuition. I don't want a kid. I mean, even having a cat. I could maybe a cat. Maybe I'd get two cats. That's the most responsibility I think I could probably ever handle. And I don't want to feel terrible about myself for not wanting that. Because, like, why should I? But, like, you know, there's, I get that there's, like, we're a species on a planet. And it's, like, the goal is to, like, reproduce, you know. But I'm, like, I mean, we normalize gay people in a way that's, like, kind of weird. Where it's, like, oh, yeah, it's like Pete Buttigieg. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, we're just like the same as that. We're like, are we the same? Maybe we are. No, we are. We are. We're the same. But I'm like, I think it's fine to be like, we're not. We don't want that. I feel like life is like a Ren Faire. And I'm just like a weird outlier looking to like suck cock. Like, I'm not trying to be a part of like the whole production of like the Ren Faire. I just want to be like, kind of like an out. I just don't feel a part of society that much. I hope no one made it this far in the episode, but thank you if you did. That's it. Please leave voicemails, especially if you're Alexa Chung. Keep leaving them. I love the voicemails. Gonna guide us out with a song. So my mind went right to the OC soundtrack, Volume 2. Do I play Saturday Morning by the Eels? Do I play Hello Sunshine by Super Furry Animals? Do I play Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers? The Killers song, I mean, I love it so much, but I'm going to do Saturday Morning by the Eels. Thank you so much for tuning in. Love you lots. And, I mean, consider upgrading that $10 tier. A lot of you have recently, and I could not thank you enough. Props to you, Mama. Here we go. Saturday Morning, Eels. Bye. Love that voice. It's like you don't see that much anymore. Okay, bye.